Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Receive his love today.
Brothers and sisters, lend me your ear. Be of good courage, be of good cheer. I hope you find comfort in these words I say. This perfect love is on you today. This perfect love is on you today. If there is
let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, February the 28th, 2021. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly, Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I'm joined by my beautiful, anointed Spirit Alive family. And this morning, in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, glory to God, hallelujah. In the persons of our beautiful sister Gladys, our wonderful speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers, our deacon, Deacon William Isbell, Minister Anthony Brooks, and we are being joined, hallelujah, by First Lady and Evangelist Yvetta Franklin. Glory to God. We are so glad that you have all joined us this morning, all of you that are listening, and we just pray that you will receive something that will truly bless you and impact you to live a more abundant life in Christ. And right now, we are going to go to opening prayer. Glory to God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come now before your throne of grace, just thanking you for yet another day, another Sunday morning, Father God, to come out and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we pray that everyone who is entering into this worship service, enter in with bowed hearts, enter in with grateful spirits, enter in, Father, with a spirit of worship, hallelujah, that is illuminating from their very souls. Lord, we just ask your blessings upon every listener, every servant leader present, Lord God. We just pray that, hallelujah, you receive our praise. You receive our worship because this is about you and not about us. We pray that you use this worship service for someone that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin. Use us, oh God, to help them to come to know that they need you and only you, Lord God, to show them the way. Yes. We pray that you will edify the saints, oh God, so that they might live a more effective life in you, and they will be more willing to go share with the world what you have done in their lives. So we just thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise right now in the mighty matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Here we
amen.
Go.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me. And the downs have been few. Sing this song the other day. But there's never been a time in my life he didn't bring me through. I changed the word. If anyone should ever write thank you.
To me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. We just want to once again say good morning to all of you who are listening. We just want to thank all of the Spirit Alive family that is here this morning. We want to say a good morning to Minister Tina, to Evangelist Kathy, hallelujah, to Evangelist Kimberly, to all of you that are in here this morning. We just want to say good morning. It is now time for our meditational reading, and each and every Sunday morning, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, the mother of the church, and I am blessed to have her for my mother, comes each and every Sunday morning, and she brings us a meditational reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So at this time, my family, please turn your attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
And thank you, Bishop. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you. As Bishop has said, the meditational reading comes from the devotional by Pastor Joseph Prince. The powerful lesson from this devotional reads as follows. It's entitled, God is not judging you. We're looking at Romans 8 and 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Now, some people see God as a judge who has a demands on man. When they fall short or when things go wrong in their lives, they think that God is judging them. My friends and saints, the truth is that if you are a believer, God does not bring any charge against you. Instead, he justifies you because of the blood of his Son. In fact, God's word goes on to say that the one who has the right to condemn you chose instead to die for you and is risen at the Father's right hand to be your righteousness. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 34. But what the devil tries to do is to get you to believe that God watches you with a critical eye and punishes you when you do wrong. He has deceived many sincere Christians into believing that. If they have done something wrong, sickness or some other evil thing has the right to come upon them and their families. And when these things happen, he can then bring God's judgment because of their wrongdoings. In the meantime, these sincere Christians struggle with condemnation because they think that they are the cause of their problems. Nothing could be further from the truth. Ever since the cross, where Jesus was judged in your place for every one of your wrong actions, thoughts, and words, God no longer judges you. His child, you need not to accept condemnation or evil things happening to you because Jesus took all your punishment at the cross. So when you start to feel condemned for your actions or when you experience negative circumstances, say, it is written. It is God who justifies me. I am completely forgiven and made righteous before him. I refuse to accept any condemnation, and I reject every symptom thing in my circumstances. Then simply stand on the truth of God's word and watch him deliver and bless you. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, don't accept condemnation or evil things happening to you because Jesus took all your punishment at the cross. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Mind.
thy will.
Experience. This is a time when we come together as a family and we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters and the lost all over this world. Hallelujah. We stand and remember the sick and the shut in, those who are oppressed and depressed and feeling as though they are less. This is a time when we just simply go to the Lord and let him know our concerns. Because he said, if I abide in you and you abide in me, you can come boldly asking what you will and it shall be done. And I believe God's word. And I also believe in the power of his spirit. So right now, I am going to ask Evangelist Kathy Horton if she would be so kind as to come forth and take us to God's throne of grace this morning, because the Lord needs to hear a word from this young woman. Evangelist?
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, saints. Let's focus, put our minds on Jesus right now. Let's all be on one accord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for one more day to get it right with you. First of all, I ask you to forgive us all our sins and all our unrighteousness and every vain and evil thought, that we come before you clean in the name of Jesus. Wash us white as snow and hear our prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone that's listening to this broadcast, individually and collectively, and that we walk holy and upright in your sight in the name of Jesus. And as we go forth, that we be fruitful witnesses and bring in the harvest. And those that we're praying for,
yes,
at home,
Lord,
the sick and shut in, Lord, fix,
yes,
it. Work a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Heal them.
Yes, Lord.
Heal, whatever the situation,
thank
is, whatever
you,
the,
yeah,
disease is, in the name of Jesus. For there's nothing impossible,
yes,
for you to do. Father, we're coming before,
yes,
you because we believe. We're not coming in doubt. We're coming in faith. So as we pray,
yes,
we're praying in faith that the,
yes,
things,
yes,
we say,
Lord,
and that you hear,
yes,
you'll do it,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Those who, like I was saying, sick, heart sick, heartbroken,
yes,
whatever the,
hallelujah,
need is, Lord, fix it right now in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You're,
yes,
our,
Lord,
only source. You're our only,
yes,
source.
Lord.
And
thank
you for,
Lord,
making yourself real to us, whereas we can come to you in the name of Jesus. Those marriages,
yes,
that need healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Heal relationships. Mothers and daughters. Fathers and sons. Parents,
yes,
and children.
Lord.
In the name of,
yes,
Jesus. Heal the family relationships. In the name of,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And let them turn their lives around and give you the glory. In the name of,
yes,
Jesus. Those are,
yes,
in the Lord, situation.
Yes, Lord.
Fix it. Fix,
yes,
it.
Jesus.
Help them,
please,
see that,
yeah,
they are out of order and out of line. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And come to you repenting.
Hallelujah.
Because you can fix it in the name of Jesus. Those who are in drugs and all these sorts of worldly situations, Father, don't let them be happy in their mess.
Come
shake
on.
Them up.
Thank you.
Shake them up, and
thank
don't
you,
let them be satisfied in their wrongdoing in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Turn them around.
You.
Make yourself real to them. Make yourself real,
yes,
to them,
Lord,
that don't know you in the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord,
Jesus. Make yourself,
yes,
real to them that don't,
yes,
believe in you in,
yes,
the name of,
come,
Jesus.
Come on.
I ask,
yes,
you,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, bind, oh, Satan's handiwork,
mm-hmm,
right now.
Yes.
And don't let them continue, and don't let the saints continually be deceived by his handiworks in the,
all,
name,
right,
of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the honor.
Yes.
I ask you to bless our cities, bless our community,
yes,
bless our city,
yes,
bless our state,
yes,
and bless,
thank
our
you, Lord,
in the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of Jesus. Turn our hearts and minds back to you, starting from the president,
yes,
all the way down in the name, our Senate,
yes,
our,
Lord,
congressmen,
yes,
our local government, our mayors, our governors, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Let not them continue to put their agenda across, but let it be your,
thank
agenda,
you,
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I ask you,
yeah,
Father, in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus, shut down the abortion clinics in the name,
yeah,
of Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, your word says,
my,
thou,
Lord,
shalt not kill, in the name of Jesus. Father,
yeah,
do it right now. Do it right now. But this is not your plan, in Jesus' name. Again, I ask you to bless the household of faith.
Thank,
bless,
you,
them spiritually, bless them physically, and bless them financially in the name of Jesus. Let our saints go forth, whereas they will, people will see there's something different about us, and we don't look like the world.
Ah, Lord.
And they will come to,
thank
you,
you,
in the name of Jesus. Let,
yes,
our conversation,
yes,
be holy and upright in your sight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bless this broadcast. In Jesus' name,
yes,
let it continue,
Lord,
go forth, let it continue to be a beacon wherever,
yes,
this is,
Jesus,
being broadcasted in the name of,
thank,
Jesus. Bless the speaker,
thank
this
you,
day.
Lord.
Use it to,
thank,
use this,
Jesus,
person to your glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let your word go forth and let it bring forth souls, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, thank,
yes,
you for this opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity, hallelujah, to come before you, to boldly come before you, because we have access to you,
thank
according
you,
to your word.
Yes,
thank you for that,
hallelujah,
word. And your Father, I just want to thank you and lift you up in praise, hallelujah, glory, because glory, hallelujah, because you're worthy. You're worthy.
Yes.
Praise, glory, hallelujah.
Thank,
yes,
you
for being,
Jesus,
thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us thank the God. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jonathan Butler, what the world needs now is love. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's message. And the woman that I am about to introduce to some and present to others is no stranger to the Spirit Alive Network. She is an integral part of this network. She lends her wisdom, hallelujah, her knowledge, and her understanding of God's word to everything that she does. She's a woman of excellence. She's a woman of humility. And it is my great joy to once again present to some and introduce to others a mighty woman of faith, a woman that I am honored to call a mother, a sister, a teacher, a pastor, and a friend, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord has given me a message today on love. And the title of the message today is It's All About Love. Praise God. I had a few different titles, and this is the best one. It's all about love, and it is all about love because Jesus is love himself, and it's about him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer here. Father God, I come humbly before you this morning, asking, Lord, that you would word my mouth, that you would allow me to speak the words that you would have me to speak today, that lives may be touched, hallelujah, that others that aren't as loving as you would have them to be would be more loving in the name of Jesus, and that all of us would follow in your footsteps, Lord, and love and be compassionate like you, in Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I'm going to share a little bit, and then we're going to go into the scriptures. Going to talk about commitment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our first commitment is to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. The second commitment is to a life that will be bearing the fruit of love. And the third is to learn how to love your neighbor as yourself. Praise God. It is so amazing that God has chosen us as his instruments in order to channel his love through us and to others as well. Hallelujah. We were born to love. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I can love because I know that Jesus first loved me. He loved me when I was in my sins. Hallelujah. He loved me when I didn't know how to love back. But I thank God that he loved us first. Hallelujah. And he loved us so much, hallelujah, that he gave up his life for us, that we may live, hallelujah. So I am so grateful this morning for that. Praise God. I'm going to go right into the scriptures. We're going to go to right now to what we call the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13, starting with verse 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to not just make noise or say we love when we really don't. Praise God. But to really know what love is all about. And the way that we can know that is to know Jesus, is to have a relationship with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. to first accept him into our hearts, to acknowledge the fact that we are sinners, hallelujah, and then accept the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, praise God, and then begin a new, well, we will become new through him, but we will also, by having a relationship with Jesus, we will learn to love, hallelujah, ourselves as well as others, hallelujah. Amen. So it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, charity is love. That means that I am nothing. You know, when we're just hearing sounds that have no meaning to them, then that is nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, praise God, and hallelujah, it's important that we have faith, praise God, because we can't even please God if we don't have faith, hallelujah. But it says, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. We can do all of these things, praise God, hallelujah, and many of us do, but if we don't have the love of Jesus in our hearts, then we are nothing. Praise God. Then we're not really helpful. And it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, praise God. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church at that time. And we know that the word is also for us today. He says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. And neither does it profit anybody else. Praise God. Verse 4, charity suffers long and is kind. Praise God. Hallelujah. That means that when we suffer, if we can suffer long, then that means that we can put up with some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can not so much accept them, but put up with some things. Hallelujah. And continue to love in spite of. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. And it is not puffed up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we should not see this in the body of Christ. But there are times that we do. Verse 5 says, it does not behave itself unseemly. And it seeketh not her own. Speaking of love. Is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Praise God. If we really sincerely have love in our hearts, then we should be able, praise God, to endure some things, to go through some things, even things that we would never dream of or never want to go through. But we do because of the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Praise God. Because we know that there are many false prophets in the land. So many prophecies will fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child and understood as a child and thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Hallelujah. And that means when I became mature, in Christ Jesus, then I put away all the childish things because then I became seasoned. Praise God. Hallelujah. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, But then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, which means love. Amen. Now we also, it is important to know that we need to have the characteristics of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go to Galatians, the fifth chapter now. Galatians 5, and we're going to start with the 22nd verse. We're going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. It's very important that we all know the fruits of the Spirit and what they are and what they mean, praise God, to us as believers in Christ. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance. And temperance means having self-control. And against such there is no law. Again, this is Paul speaking to the Galatians church. Hallelujah. And the word speaks to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says that there is no such law against these, any of these, hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit. Verse 24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Okay? Our bodies have been, we allow our bodies to be crucified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we're in Christ Jesus, we no longer have the lust of the flesh and affections, hallelujah, of the flesh. Praise God. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Praise God. So our lives change, hallelujah. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we put on his characteristics. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have compassion and love for others. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus moved with compassion. So we should do likewise. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's see. Let's go to Galatians. This is Galatians. We're going to go back to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. Now let us go to, this is very familiar. We all know this scripture, and it is John 3:16. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 3:16. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. And verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was his whole purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Son of Man, praise God, the Son of God, came down, hallelujah, that we might be saved. He didn't come to condemn us, hallelujah, but he came that we might be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that's real, true, divine love. That is divine love. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, loved us so much that all that he did was for us. Hallelujah. He had us in mind with everything that he did when he laid his life down for us. Hallelujah. It was us that he had in mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to mention agape love. Agape is, that's the Greek word, but I'm going to share some other words also that mean love. Agape is unconditional love. Hallelujah. But one of the Greek words here is storge, and it's an empathy bond. This is when we have love toward one another. We have empathy for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then there's another word, Greek word, that's called philia, and it translates as brotherly love. Praise God. It's spelled P-H-I-L-I-A, and that derives from the Philippian church, regarding the Philippian church. Hallelujah. And that is translated as brotherly love. Hallelujah. And that's a friendship bond, having a friendship, being friends with one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or an affection towards others. And then there's eros. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right in the Greek, with the Greek, but it's eros, I think it is. Means romantic love. Now, agape love is an unconditional love. That's, I call it God love. Amen. Because it is unconditional. No matter what someone has done to us or whatever, we're to love unconditionally, just like Christ did or does. Hallelujah. Because he loves us no matter what. Praise God. God loves everyone. Hallelujah. And he said, love one another as I have loved you. He told us to love our neighbors as ourself. Praise God. I wanted to mention one of the illustrations in the Bible about the Good Samaritan. How this Good Samaritan took care of this man that he saw on the roadside. Praise God. Hallelujah. As others passed him by, there was a Levite, there was a priest, hallelujah, that didn't stop and show love, hallelujah, toward this man, hallelujah, in his situation. But the Good Samaritan did. And I won't go into the whole story, but it's a beautiful, beautiful passage. Anyway, the Good Samaritan stopped. He took care of his wounds. Hallelujah. He cleaned the man up. He put him on his donkey. He took him to a place where he could stay. Hallelujah. And be cared for. And be fed and sheltered and all of those things that were necessary. Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have been left for dead. But this one person, hallelujah, showed forth his love and cared for this man. And even as he left him at the place, hallelujah, he didn't just leave him. But he told them that he would come back, praise God. And if there were any further charges for this man being there, hallelujah, so that he could heal and all of that and be well again, he would take care of the additional charges. Now, that's love, hallelujah. And even in serving one another, when we know that somebody is going through something or, you know, are ill or in the hospital or whatever, those are the times that we can show forth our love and be Christ-like in their behalf, praying for them and whatever else we can do. Sometimes, you know, we can't do everything, but we can do something. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to show forth our compassion like Jesus did. Hallelujah. We need to have the kind of love that he has, the agape love, where it doesn't matter. There was a time that in my life, not that long ago, but it's been quite a while. We had two services every single Sunday, praise God, and we also served at the East Oakland Recovery Center, brought a message there, and took a hot meal there every single Sunday for the people that we ministered to. And at the time, I was teaching a series on love, and I think the night before, a couple of nights before Sunday, I was actually robbed. A man came up to me and yanked my glasses off, threw them in the bushes, and just really quickly cut my purse off of my shoulder. And when my purse hit the ground, he grabbed it and ran. And so at that time, I started screaming because that's one of my defense mechanisms. And so neighbors heard me, and they took me and my son into their house and called the police and all of that. Well, that Sunday, I still had to carry out the series on love and still teach what I was teaching. And so when I told them the story about what had happened, some of the deacons in training, a couple of the deacons in training really got upset, and they wanted to find the person. Well, you know, I don't know if he was ever found, but anyway, I knew that I had to still have love and compassion in my heart for him regardless, my money being taken, having to go through getting my driver's license all over again and everything, credit cards and what have you, were in my purse. I still had to show forth love toward him, and so that same Sunday we prayed for him in service. And there were some of the people that didn't quite understand that. But we must love our enemies because the Lord has commanded that we do. So we must love regardless. I've been cursed out, and I'm sure some of you have as well. Cursed out, called names that I wouldn't even be when I was not saved. But anyway, I still have to love that individual. Praise God. And so we, as believers in Christ, we know that we're going to go through some things. We're going to go through some things that are not going to be pleasurable. They're going to be, people are going to be mean. People are going to be who they are. Regardless, but we still have to love them. We still have to love them. We still have to let others know that we minister to, or others that we witness to. We have to let them know that God showed his love toward us, and we must also, praise God. Hallelujah. God's love is steadfast. Hallelujah. Ours has to be also. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to love, hallelujah, and continue to love one another as Christ loves us, hallelujah, to love our neighbors, to care about our neighbors, hallelujah, because Jesus didn't want anybody to be lost. So we should have that same mindset that we don't want others to be lost either. that we should be about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Trying to get as many, hallelujah, into the kingdom that we can. Praise God. To let others know about Jesus. To let others know that our lives were changed because of him. Praise God. That we couldn't do it on our own. That we needed a Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it had to be one that could, that was perfect. Hallelujah. God chose his son that was perfect. Hallelujah. To die for us. Hallelujah. So that our imperfections would be healed. Praise God. That we would learn to love as well. Hallelujah. When I was working on the message, I thought about some old songs and, you know, that I heard way back years ago. Hallelujah. Love makes the world go round. Hallelujah. Well, a lot of people think that, but it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that makes the world go round. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He cares about the world. Hallelujah. He cares about everybody. Hallelujah. He doesn't leave anybody out. He doesn't pick and choose who he's going to love. Hallelujah. Or who he wants to be around. Because I saw a post the other day that someone posted on Facebook, and it said Jesus spent most of his time with the type of people that most Christians these days don't even want to be in their churches. That's pretty sad, but we know in some cases that's very true, and in some places that's true. So Jesus didn't pick and choose. He loved everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he was even rebuked himself by others because he sat with the sinners. Praise God. Well, we were the sinners that he died for. And so we have to remember, praise God, that he didn't die just for certain people. Or when we get saved, it's not just about us being saved. It's not even just about us and our families being saved, but he died to save the world. So we need to be good witnesses, have good characteristics, like in Galatians, the 5th chapter, talking about the Amen. Fruits of the Spirit. Praise God. And so that's what we need to be about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's knowing that we need to be about wanting to save the world, hallelujah, and see as many enter into the kingdom as possible. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that there will be a mighty harvest, praise God, and that we will be a part of that harvest, hallelujah. The labors are few, so we need to pray that there will be more laborers, hallelujah, in the field, more laborers, more going out, more reaching out, hallelujah, making phone calls, checking on one another, making sure, hallelujah, that the new believers, hallelujah, are in a place where they need to be, where they can really hear the word of God, hallelujah, that they can be taught, hallelujah, the ways of God, hallelujah, that they will know, hallelujah, without a doubt, praise God, how they should be, hallelujah, and what should matter to them, praise God, as they continue to serve him, praise God, that they know, hallelujah, what he has called them to be, because God has a destiny. There's a destiny that's set up for each one of us, hallelujah. There's a purpose for us to fulfill, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have gifts. God has freely given us gifts, hallelujah. We have callings on our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has established, hallelujah, things for each one to do, hallelujah, for the building of his kingdom. Praise God. And so we need to be prepared. So we need to stay in the yes. word. We need to stay around other true believers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to be in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, always praying and trusting God for
yes,
everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Learning to depend upon God. Hallelujah. Because we can't do anything without Him. Praise God.
That's right.
The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. With man, things are impossible. We cannot do it, but God can. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God will.
Amen.
And He will help us, hallelujah, to do the things that we need to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That we will be living in a better world, that this world can be better. Hallelujah. Because if the love is shown and if the love is spread abroad, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and that we begin to love one another, hallelujah, as Christ loves us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. There's a scripture that He has spoken to the husbands, hallelujah, that they love their wife like Christ loves the church.
The church.
And He loves the church. He died for the church. The church is us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're the church that He's coming for. Hallelujah. And when He comes, He's coming looking for no wrinkles, no spots, no blemishes. Hallelujah. But purity. Hallelujah. Holiness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you must be holy because I am holy. Praise God. So we want to live a holy life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We don't want to live a ragged, fleshly, filled life. Hallelujah. But we want to live the life that Christ would want us to live. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, that we would be about Him. About His
goodness,
about His people. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's another old song that says, love is a many splendored thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's about two lovers. But the love that we have, the love that has been poured out to us, is the agape, unconditional love. No matter what you have done in your life, hallelujah, no matter what you might do again, God is still going to love you. But He has also made a way, hallelujah, that we will be forgiven, that we can come to Him if we happen to slip, just in case. We can come to Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, in a godly sorrow way, and ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And He will forgive us. Praise God. And in saying that, we also, because of the love in our heart that has come from Him, we also need to love one another. We must love one another because that is a commandment from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we also must forgive one another. As well.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. It is
so important
that we're open
to
forgive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If someone comes to us that has done us wrong or whatever they may have done, we need to be able to say, yes, I forgive you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because you know what? If we don't, then our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's in the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we must love one another, forgive one another. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Here's a couple of other scriptures here, and I'm going to be closing shortly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3:12 lets us know that we must clothe ourselves with compassion. Hebrews 4:12 lets us know that God is a discerner of the thoughts, of our thoughts, hallelujah, and He knows the intents of our heart, praise God. He already knows. Whatever we're even thinking about, He already knows. He knows our thoughts, and He knows the intents of our hearts, praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of times people will say, well, God, they'll do something that's not good, and they'll say, well, God knows my heart. Hallelujah. Yes, He does know your heart. Praise God. He knows the intents of it. So we have to be careful with that and not use it as a cop-out. Hallelujah. But be sincere in our hearts. Praise God about what we do. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 and 10 says, the Lord knows our hearts, and he will give us rewards based, hallelujah, on what our heart says. Praise God. And what our heart does. Amen. Praise God. So we want to be in right standing with God. Hallelujah. We want to stand up for righteousness no matter what. Praise God. Hallelujah. And show forth our love at all times. At all times, we should want to show forth the love of Christ in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. I just have just a little bit more here, and I'm going to be closing. Praise God. I'm not going to look up the scripture because I think I know what it's telling us. It's Colossians 3 and 10. It says, this is when we get saved. Hallelujah. We want to live out our God-created identity because in everything that we do, we want to identify with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says that we have begun, when we have begun to live the new life, praise God, we are being made new and we're becoming like the one that made us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we must then begin to identify with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everything that we do, if we continue to identify with him, we'll be successful in the things that he gives us to do. Praise God. And we will be able to carry out the things that he has given us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to close now. Praise God. Yes. But I hope that you got something out of this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember that God's love is steadfast. Hallelujah. Know that his be always willing to take on his nature and his love.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus said, those who love me and know my name, hallelujah, are his. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to know him. Hallelujah. Jesus came and he preached the good news, hallelujah, and he shared God's love, hallelujah, with everyone that he came in contact with. So we must do the same. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if we just continue making noise, hallelujah, and have not the love of Christ in us, it's not going to profit anyone. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You. Hallelujah. Well, the
Amen.
Word of God has been preached. The truth of God has been taught. And the people of God have heard the word. So, and we know and we believe here at Spirit Alive that God's word does what it's supposed to do. So at this time, what I'm going to do is ask that our minister, Tina Brown, come forth, and I'm asking her to now pray for the new converts.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, afternoon, and just giving you thanks and praise and giving you all the glory for everything that you have taught us today through Apostle Zeta's teachings, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for those who are out there right now who may be lost and wanting to know you, Heavenly Father, who may not know to come to you, Lord, and just say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask for your forgiveness. I accept you for my Lord and Savior. We've said that reverent prayer. We know we've been saved as saints, Heavenly Father, and we just thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be saved by accepting you as our Lord and Savior and repenting of our sins, Heavenly Father. If there is anyone out there, Heavenly Father, right now who's listening, who can hear you, who can hear us speaking, that they come to you, Lord, and that they repent and they ask for forgiveness.
Yes,
for their
Lord.
Sins, and that they accept you, Lord, as their Christ and Savior.
Yes, Jesus.
So that they can be saved and to the kingdom and enter into the kingdom of heaven along with you one day, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much
yes.
for today. And we ask that you
yes,
bless
Lord.
Us each and every day as you have. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Beautifully done. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, at this time, if you would like to put your praise on it and you are in the house, I would kindly ask you to press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Now, let me remind you that there are a lot of beautiful saints in here, and we want to give every saint of God an opportunity to speak. So please make your comments brief. But we're going to start with Evangelist Michelle Scott this morning.
Thank you, Bishop. First, I'd just like to say praise God to you, Apostle Zeta. Thank you for that wonderful lesson. And thank you for just reminding us that God is steadfast with his love for us. And we need to get on one accord in our minds with our
yes.
love as God is with his. Not just for the people that we know, but just for anyone that we, our neighbors and just everyone, our friends, family, and even those that we don't know. We need to become one accord with the same kind of love. That love you speak of is the agape love. And just thanks for just another wonderful lesson. God bless you and your endeavors.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Now we are going to hear that. I'm still scrolling for 1, but in the meantime, let us hear from my dear brother, Minister Anthony. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. And Apostle Zeta was a great message today. Those of us who have been believers for quite some time, the Holy Spirit had ample opportunity to speak to us, to reach out to us. And there is a strong, powerful dividing line, and it is in Galatians, as Apostle Zeta illustrated. And a lot of us get caught up looking at all the works of the flesh and the evident, the obvious areas, sexual immorality or and the like. But it's also obvious, it's not as obvious when people are gossiping, being jealous, being envious, or being greedy, and putting themselves before God, and we can't do that. We can't do that as believers. Those of us,
amen.
Those who are coming, those of us who are new, need proper instruction and guidance. It
yes.
has to be of the
yes.
Word. We have to be on the meek. The patience, the peace, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness,
yes.
all those fruits of the Spirit.
Oh,
we have
say
to
that
practice
now.
That. We have to display that. We can't get on the radio here. We can't go out walking in public, talking in public.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
And showing our fleshly selves
yes.
because we misrepresent the kingdom of heaven. So I put that out, that those new listeners, that we represent the kingdom of heaven. And we're not trying to be a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways, because we don't want to send you in the wrong direction. We want to send you in the right
Amen.
Direction. So it's
Thank
about
you,
the fruit of the Spirit. Everything else we have
yeah.
to look in the mirror and cast aside. We have to get away from the flesh. We have those of us who know Father, who've been in his instruction for some time, we know better. So let's do better.
Yeah.
Let's do better so we can bring
yeah.
we can truly
more
convert.
People to the kingdom.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well,
Thank
let us
Lord.
Bring our beautiful sister Gladys on in the room, because I know she got a word about love this morning. Give us a nugget, sister. Just a nugget.
Yeah.
She'll get here. All right, while we waiting on Sister Gladys, we going to roll. You there, my sister?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we going to roll right on back down to my sister, Kathy, because I know she got a word about love
Hello.
For everybody. Oh, okay. There she go. Come on in the room, Sister Gladys.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Oh, what a beautiful word it was this morning, speaking about love and how we're supposed to love unconditionally in spite of. And
thank you,
Lord. I brought to my son, and we were talking this week after prayer, and he was talking about, Mom, you calling and you going to go see about this person, and they only call you when they need you. They don't call you any other time. And I was telling him, I said, son, but the Bible say we supposed to love them. We love them
Amen.
Even when they do us wrong. We're to love them even more. We're supposed to
Amen.
Love them even more. And he was like, I don't understand
Jesus.
That. I said, you just keep on living. You keep on doing what you're doing. Living for Christ. You understand it. I didn't understand it in the beginning either, but I understand it now. And the kingdom pay is the best pay you can get.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, glory.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Truly
Amen.
Grateful.
Amen.
You guys have a
Amen.
Wonderful day. Amen.
You too, our beautiful sister. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.
All right. Evangelist Kathy Horton, come on back in the room, darling.
God bless the message and God bless the messenger.
Amen.
I was listening to this. And when I listen to message, I look at me. I look at me. And I'm going to tell on me. And the reason I tell on myself, saints, is because so you won't make the same mistake. I'm going to tell.
Amen.
Last week, I made the very statement. Something happened with me and a couple of people in the family. I said, they did something and I didn't like it. And I let them know. I said, I'm not mad. I said, my problem is I'm not tolerant. The Bible just says you've got to be long-suffering and patient. That did not reflect God. I let my flesh get me in trouble. Speak out like that. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about, and I was listening to the word, how God loves us so much, he forgave me when I repented. God's love
Thank
is
you,
so
Jesus.
Grand
Come
that
on,
the angels... The angels say, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? We mess up.
Come on.
We tear up. We do things wrong, and then we go run to God to clean it up. If we had it done
come
it right
on.
The first
come
time,
on, come
and obeyed
on,
God,
now.
The one that loved us so well.
Look
if
at
we
had
it the first time, it wouldn't
Hallelujah.
Have been the second time. If we love people or family, friends, saints, enemies, according to the word of God, there's a lot of things we could accomplish. We can draw more souls in. So that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Love is outstanding. There's nothing. The Bible says God is love. So when we are acting or doing as the Lord
Amen.
Tells us to do, as God tells us to do, we're glorifying God. We're reflecting God as we're supposed to be because he calls us a light. We are supposed
That's
to be a light. But if my mouth get in the way, Kathy, that light just went out. And you know, I'm going to say this one thing. Thank you, Jesus, for this thought. Have you listened to fluorescent lights? When fluorescent lights are about to go out, they start humming. They make noise. Regular light bulbs don't make noise. When they just go out. But fluorescent lights, when they're about to go out, they start humming. You'll hear them. Watch
come
what you
on,
say
come
lights
on.
Out. Watch
oh,
what you say.
Right.
Watch what we say, saints. Watch what we do. We're supposed to be reflecting God, and that love is supposed to be transparent in us. Saints,
Amen.
God loves us. Let's share that with others. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, my dear sister. Now, Mother Mitchell, you come on in the room now and give us a nugget on love.
Thank you, Bishop.
I was in the Christmas program at my church down here, and they gave me a really fine part, and it was a long part, and I wanted something shorter. But anyway, I tried to memorize it, and you had to add some stuff in and change what you wanted to. And one of the things I changed was, God is not, love is not something that God does. It's who he is. He cannot love us anymore. He cannot love us any less. He just loves us. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Would anybody else like to have a word this morning? Please just press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. You are welcome to put your praise on it. You are welcome to share a nugget of love. Hallelujah. We are a family. This is really all about all of you. We want to give you an opportunity to just say, well, thank you, Jesus. I got this out of the message, or praise God, I'm just glad to be in the presence of people that truly just love the Lord and truly just want you to get it. Hallelujah. I praise God, and I know that God is love, and I just thank you for, once again, the confirmation of who he is in my life. Hallelujah. And I truly believe that when you lead with love, when you lead with the word of God, when you lead with the light of God, when you lead, hallelujah, your thoughts, your mind, your spirit, everything is coming forth from a place of love. You cannot go wrong. When you come
Amen.
From a place of love, you will never lack. When you come from a place of love, you never have to fear, because perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes.
And one of the most marvelous things that you will see when you are bold enough to step out on faith in love is that that love will come back to you 100-fold in ways that you could never imagine, pressed down, shaken together until running over. Do we love others so that we can get things? No. But we love one another because Jesus said, a new commandment I give you. Love one
yes.
another as I have first loved you. And by this
yes.
they will know that you are my disciples. And I don't know about you, but I want to live like Paul. I want to live my life in a way, by in love, through love, and by love, so that others might come to Jesus Christ. What a beautiful and phenomenal message we heard from Apostle Zeta today. And we are so glad that all of you were in the house to hear it. Hallelujah. Now, at this time, if there be nothing else, we'll ask Mother Mitchell to give us the benediction, and I will dismiss us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and we are just so glad that you joined us this morning. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was joined by the beautiful Spirit of Life family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our sister Gladys, hallelujah, our speaker of the hour, hallelujah, the phenomenal Apostle Zeta Flowers, our minister Anthony Brooks, hallelujah, evangelist Kathy Horton, Minister Tina Brown, and, of course, Evangelist Michelle Scott. We pray that you, and Deacon William Isbell. We just pray that you really and truly were blessed today, that you got something that will help you to lead a more abundant life in Christ. And for all of you new ministers, tomorrow we will start our ministerial training entitled Leadership the Jesus Way. So we pray that if you're a new minister and you might not have ministerial training in your church right now, now or you can't get to ministerial training, we invite you to come out and join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. So we just pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week and that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God have a beautiful
you.
Week, everybody.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you all.
Amen.